Successive years of drought in western forest land have made the forest vulnerable to wildfire. Thousands of acres burned this past summer. And now the drought has made another threat much worse, tiny bark beetles. The beetles have infested pine and spruce trees in nearly every western state. And entomologists say there's no end to the devastation in sight. Sadie Babbitts of Arizona Public Radio reports.
Tom DeGomez stands under the brown needles of a ponderosa pine as he sinks a small hatchet into the bark. DeGomez is the Coconino County Extension agent in Flagstaff, and he's been getting a lot of calls about trees like this one. In a hillside of green pines, this tree is covered with rusty brown needles. Its bark is pockmarked. DeGomez is searching for the culprits, tiny beetles. He doesn't have to look very long.
Here's a little bark beetle right here. You can see that he's about the size of a small grain of rice. He's brown, about as big around as a pencil lead.
These tiny beetles are killing off pines in record numbers. In normal years, a few rust-colored trees would go unnoticed, but this year isn't normal. Arizona is in a severe drought, and its forests are overcrowded, perfect habitat for bark beetles. This year's infestation has brought national attention to the issue. Kurt Allen is an entomologist with the U.S. Forest Service in Rapid City, South Dakota. He says the beetles are everywhere.
We're seeing things here that, you know, we haven't seen in outbreaks that we haven't seen in 50, 100 years, 200 years. I mean, there's things going on all across the West that, and all across the West are very similar. I know the same things are happening in Utah and Idaho and Montana.
Allen says the outbreak is so enormous, he's convinced the bark beetles could kill the West's forests if wildfires don't get them first.
There's whole hillsides. There's whole mountain valleys and drainages that 70, 80, 90% of the trees are dead in. It's either gray or red, and there isn't much green forest left in some places.
In a normal year, trees have a built-in defense against beetles, pitch. Once a beetle drills into the bark, this yellow goo forces the creature out. Back in the Coconino National Forest, Forest Service spokesman Ken Frederick looks at the bark of one tree that has tiny holes in it.
The tree has attempted to pitch out the beetles that have bored into the trunk, but because this tree did not have enough moisture, it was not able to really muster its defenses against a beetle attack.
There isn't enough water or nutrients for pines to make pitch. Now there are so many beetles, you can hear them tunneling through the bark. Although they're quiet today, Frederick says they sound kind of like this. It's fairly easy for homeowners to get rid of these beetles. You can apply a pesticide to the bark of healthy trees or cut down the infected ones. But bark beetle specialist Kurt Allen says that won't work on thousands of forested acres because the infestation is too widespread.
The condition of the forest is going to have to change. Certainly some rain would help. Something a little closer to normal as far as moisture would help.
Meanwhile, entomologists are experimenting with pheromones, a natural scent given off by beetles that keeps other beetles away from an already infested tree. They've created traps that use these pheromones as bait, but the traps only work in a small area. So for much of the West's thousands of acres of forest, experts are crossing their fingers and hoping for a really snowy winter. For NPR News, I'm Sadie Babbitts in Flagstaff, Arizona.